Today's school prayer focus, the school support staff. You've probably heard the phrase, it takes a village to raise a child. But in education, it takes a community of people to teach a student. So often when we think to pray for school personnel, we forget the supporting staff. People who have titles like administrative assistant, the one parents often communicate with first, the encumbrance clerk, quite the name. They usually take care of payroll, billing, and so much more. The school nutritionist, the cook, the cafeteria crew, who provide meals often for breakfast and lunch and even snacks for after school care. Then there's the paraprofessional and teacher's aides who are trained to assist teachers. The school nurse, computer technician, the bus drivers, the custodians, the maintenance workers. And we're sure we may have forgotten a few, but we want to include anyone that is a support staff. They're often overlooked. Some are part-time, and they often have to deal with students on a whole different level. Will you stop and pray for these people who support students in various ways? So, Father, we thank you that your word says that you appeal to us, or at least Paul did, that we would agree with one another in what we say, that there would be no divisions among us, that we'd be perfectly united in mind and thought. We pray, first of all, for the support staff to feel like an integral part in the whole of that community that is serving the students, the teachers, the facility, in order to make it a safe place, a place where they can actually be helped and be able to use the resources at the facility, that they're able to eat as needed, be taken care of in case of emergencies, be communicated to. We pray, God, for the administrative assistant. We pray, God, that the communication would be clear. They'd have patience with the parents who are calling and or other family members that come to pick up. We pray, God, that they would make the life easier for the school administrator, and we pray, God, that they would also be blessed. We pray for the encumbrance clerk, which may seem like a tedious job of doing payroll and billing and other financial things. We pray that they are accurate. They have high ethics and standards. We pray you bless and grant patience and wisdom to the teacher's aide and the paraprofessional who have to work with either special needs children or just assisting the teacher to make sure all of the people get the things done and doing the things that the teacher can't do. Making copies, grading papers, working with small groups of students, contacting parents, etc. We pray, God, that you would bless them and grant them divine wisdom on working with kids who are unique. We pray that the school nurse will provide the right treatment for the students and not over-medicate or under-medicate, that they would have what's needed on hand and be able to handle things, especially emergencies, with grace and patience. We pray for the computer technician to make sure that there is no cyberbullying taking place and there's no hacking or anything that would harm a student. No pedophiles, nothing like that would be able to enter in, nor a student abusing or misusing the computers. We pray for all those that are making the food. We thank you for them. We pray, God, that they would come up with healthy options for the students and that students would be drawn to them by the way that they present it and offer it. We ask, God, that you would watch over the custodian and the maintenance and that they would you would help them to do their job as unto you, even though it may seem menial and not grateful for. People aren't grateful for vacuuming and sweeping and mopping and cleaning bathrooms. We pray the students will even say thank you to them and get to know their names. We also pray that no harm would be done. We pray for the bus drivers. Pray for their safety, the safety of the students to and from school, that they be alert, not on their phones. And any other person that supports the school and its ongoing process, we pray, God, you would bless them, grant them your peace, transformed by the renewing of their mind, and may they come to know you, Lord, through whatever means you can, that revival would happen even on schools. In Jesus' name, amen.